You will hear a man called Phil Lam telling a group of students about his work as a TV news presenter.
Hi, many thanks for inviting me. I've been a TV news presenter for 4 years now. I did a couple of other jobs after university, first in radio in my home city and then as a journalist on a magazine. I enjoyed both jobs very much. I present the 5 o'clock evening news. There's a lot of preparation to do before I start. First, I get the newspapers and go through each one carefully. That way I understand what's in the news reports I have to present that day. Then I have meetings with the editor of the news programme in the TV studio. After that, I have to spend a bit of time choosing the right jacket to put on. I think it's really important, because that's what you see when I'm sitting at my desk reading the news. But at least I don't need to worry about my trousers or my shoes, as no one gets to look at those. What do I find particularly difficult? Well, I sometimes say things wrongly. I don't often make mistakes with the names of cities or countries, whatever the language, but it's names of people which I sometimes find a real challenge to get exactly right. Now, I can't choose what news to present, of course, but I do have my favourite topic. I really enjoy business, so reading news about that is always interesting to me. For some of my colleagues, the most interesting subject is politics, or even fashion. We're all different. What about the future? I've been told I could make a good actor. I've never been attracted by that, though. As a teenager, I always dreamt of becoming a producer. I still think it would be exciting if I get the chance. Maybe I'll do that one day. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.
Hi, many thanks for inviting me. I've been a TV news presenter for 4 years now. I did a couple of other jobs after university, first in radio in my home city and then as a journalist on a magazine. I enjoyed both jobs very much. I present the 5 o'clock evening news. There's a lot of preparation to do before I start. First, I get the newspapers and go through each one carefully. That way I understand what's in the news reports I have to present that day. Then I have meetings with the editor of the news programme in the TV studio. After that, I have to spend a bit of time choosing the right jacket to put on. I think it's really important, because that's what you see when I'm sitting at my desk reading the news. But at least I don't need to worry about my trousers or my shoes, as no one gets to look at those. What do I find particularly difficult? Well, I sometimes say things wrongly. I don't often make mistakes with the names of cities or countries, whatever the language, but it's names of people which I sometimes find a real challenge to get exactly right. Now, I can't choose what news to present, of course, but I do have my favourite topic. I really enjoy business, so reading news about that is always interesting to me. For some of my colleagues, the most interesting subject is politics, or even fashion. We're all different. What about the future? I've been told I could make a good actor. I've never been attracted by that, though. As a teenager, I always dreamt of becoming a producer. I still think it would be exciting if I get the chance. Maybe I'll do that one day. Now, any questions?